final segment of In Focus here, News Radio KMAN. It's 9:54. I'm talking with Dr. Reginald Eggleston. He's the superintendent of schools out at USD 475 Geary County. Wrapping up the school year. Of course, they've got another week to go here, but enrollment is underway for the upcoming school year, and that's actually been going on, as I understand, for quite some time.
Yes, we actually started enrollment in April, and so that will continue throughout the summer. Parents can go online and actually enroll. Again, we will not have remote learning. So there will be two options, one which will be the traditional enrollment based on the assigned school, and then we will have students who are interested in our 7th and 8th grade magnet program. They will have an opportunity to enroll in that program as well.
All right. So information on the USD 475 website there if you want to learn more information. And that's a great source for a lot of information here. You guys do maybe a better job than any district here in the region, keeping that updated. You have the YouTube page, which is very beneficial. You guys are very out there with digital technology, I must say.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. I have a great communications team. They are trying to exhaust every form of media that we can possibly use in order to get information out in a timely manner. It's tough this day and time because no matter how much information you push out, you'll always get a question or someone will say, I didn't know it. And so we try to do everything we can to push information out in the most expedient manner that is possible.
Sure. Well, and another good thing we might just remind people of, because it is on the calendar next week, the filing deadline here in Kansas for elections is June 1st. And that goes for a lot of the area school boards. I'm curious, do you have any vacancies on your school board here coming up?
We will have three individuals who will be up for re-election. So some exciting times ahead of us as well. And so we will anxiously await and see how the elections turn out.
Okay. And so if there's anybody out there listening, and that's something you can do. If you want to make some change, that's where a real change can happen, is run for your local school board. And they've had to make some tough decisions here in the last couple of years, especially this past year. But it's a tough job, but it's a very important job.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime you have an opportunity to impact the lives of young people and help create opportunities that will influence their future, that is a tremendous role and responsibility. I look at the position that I'm in. I have the opportunity to lead an organization that definitely is making a difference, and that we're trying to, again, create opportunities for young people to be successful, to do well. And I believe we have some of the finest educators you will find around, and we have some very committed board members as well.
All right. Well, about out of time here with Dr. Eggleston. Is there anything else you want to touch on before we go?
No, I think I would just say I would encourage everyone to start enrolling and do that quickly. Let's not wait till the last minute. Again, we have the 7th and 8th grade magnet program there. This weekend, we will be celebrating the graduation of our senior class. Want to celebrate all that they have accomplished, and just want to say congratulations to them and their parents as they move forward and start taking on the new challenges of life.
All right. Well, we always appreciate the opportunity to hear from you guys down there at USD 475 Geary County, and look forward to the more progress on that high school and getting that open here in the fall as well.
Well, thank you so much. We appreciate you giving us an opportunity to share, and always look forward to talking with you.
Appreciate that. That's Dr. Reginald Eggleston joining us here on News Radio KMAN. Thanks to him. Thanks to our guests from Riley County and Blue Valley Schools, Cliff Williams and John Cox, for being on the show today. Tomorrow, well, we have a little uncertainty with programming. It all depends on the K-State baseball game today. Our scheduled guests for tomorrow are Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health and Dr. Tim Schaefer.